I, like many others, came from the Midwest, small lake town called Osakis, Minnesota. In 1925, I attended Riverside Junior College and then came to San Diego State, which was at that time up at the corner of Park Boulevard and El Cajon. With a number of other friends, took a short course and was able to start teaching after 2 years. And then we worked from 1927 to 1933, going to after school classes, evening classes, and summer school classes, which the state required to be continuous so that we could get our degree. This was a very tough grind, so we had very little time for social activities, but the trials and tribulations we went through together bound a group of us together who are still friends, and I have continued to be so over the 50 years. I started teaching in November of 1926, second grade, overflow at Jefferson, and was later transferred to Garfield School, then later to probably the first segregated school, Burbank, which had only Mexican children and Japanese. I was there 5 years and then went to Encanto, where I taught every class from first grade through the MRs, and finally ended my career teaching sixth grade in a temporary so-called building. Temporary turned out to be unlucky 13. Then I retired in 1968. I guess our strenuous careers, our struggles of achieving our degrees bound our small group of 12 together. They say misery loves company, but we certainly had some fine friends in this group, and we still have those that are left today.
This is Margaret Giles Correll. I had my start in Kansas and came to California while I was in elementary school, landing first at Imperial County in the Brawley area. My family moved to San Diego. I finished high school at Grossmont and then entered State College in February. I won't give the year, but I certainly belong in the crowd that's having a reunion now in the old campus group. And I went to State College 3 years and 2 summers straight through and took my degree. And I hadn't been in school but about a month till I was arbitrarily appointed to the Student Executive Committee, and from that time on I was rather active in student government. Was elected vice president and then president of the Women's Athletic Association, and I also served as vice president of the student body. I joined the sorority within a comparatively short time after I came to State College. The Como group, which later became Kappa Theta, and even later became Gamma Phi Beta when national sororities were permitted on campus. When I graduated, I went to Imperial County taught in a rural classroom east of Raleigh, where I had 21 darling kids. And at the end of 1 year, I went into County Superintendent of Schools office, where I served as a Deputy Superintendent of Schools for 10 years. Resigned and was just a homemaker for a number of years till I returned to San Diego in January, right after Pearl Harbor, and have been more or less in touch with the State College, former State College students of my vintage ever since. And I was sort of drafted into this committee for the reunion plans because I was well acquainted and had worked for so many years with the people who were the moving force in it. I think back with a great deal of delight that I was one of approximately 600 in my State College student body. I don't know what I'd do among 30,000 on this huge campus.
I'm Marcella Kreitzinger, and I was born in Nebraska, in Fremont, Nebraska, in 1910. And I was in the class of, I was in San Diego State from 1927 to 1930. I came out of a little school, Our Lady of Peace Academy, which had only 16 graduates, and so State College was a big school to me. During the time I was in state, I played in the orchestra, and Dr. Bottleman was the director. I always remember our ed classes, physical ed classes with Miss Rao, and we had to wear our black bloomers and white middies and play out in front of the school. There was no gymnasium. Envied the people who were in the Aztec Follies because I wanted to dance in the Follies, but my father said no, orchestra came first, so that was it. After State College, I went on to Broad Oaks in Pasadena and took kindergarten training. And that year, Whittier bought Broad Oaks, and so my degree is from Whittier. I have taught 35 years in San Diego County, starting out in Carlsbad for 5 years. Then I came to San Diego, and I taught in La Jolla for 2 years, and subsequently in at Lowell School in Southeast San Diego, then over to Cabrillo on Point Loma. Because of sinus trouble, I had to resign, and I lived in the desert for 3 years at Borrego Springs, and I taught there, which was a wonderful experience, having the first year only 18 children in the third, fourth, and fifth grades, but it was very relaxed and a wonderful experience. Then I came back and taught at Jefferson School, then on to Cleveland for just a little while, and I retired from Forward School in 1967. I retired early, but I've enjoyed traveling and all the other experiences since then. I don't know, what else am I supposed to say?
On now?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, my name is Alfred E. O'Day. I was born in California at a small oil town called Kalinga. My occupation since leaving college has been really varied. Of course, I graduated from the college here in 1933 with a junior high teaching credential. And of course, during the Depression, jobs were very difficult to get. And I took a variety of jobs, including working in the oil fields, working at the Reform School at Whittier, working at the neighborhood house, jobs as assistant physical director in a transient camp in Griffith Park. But then I finally got a job with the Sweetwater High School District, and during World War II, I was principal of their vocational school, where we trained people for wartime occupations, welding, sheet metal, and so on. Most interesting comments would be about life here on the campus. I started at the old college there, Normal, the old Normal School, and I think the thing that impressed me after being a teacher quite a number of years was the honesty that we had on the campus in those days. In the boys' gym, if a guy dropped a 50-cent piece or dropped his wallet, it was always, as far as I know, it was found and turned into the coach. There was no stealing. And I know later on when I taught in junior high, even though you locked the drawer in your desk, it would frequently be opened and kids would take any money that was in there. The thing I probably remember most about college life was belonging to a fraternity. I belonged to a fraternity that, interestingly enough, included a lot of people who became teachers and principals. Lawrence Carr, for one, Ralph Smith. Some of the others were more interested in making money. I can think of Gordy Samuels, who was a building contractor. And Dick Shattuck, who I understand is still busy as a developer. Probably another interesting aspect of my life at the college here was in a fraternity athletics, which I enjoyed very much. And I played basketball here for 2 years, and then played after getting out of college with the San Diego Athletic Clubs. After World War II, I went into the oil fields and worked with my father, and upon his death, closed out his business and came back to San Diego and went into the contracting business until 1966, when I took a job as chief building inspector for the city of Imperial Beach. This was a very interesting experience, and I retired 5 years ago from that job. At the present time, I'm taking a one-year job as a city representative on the new renovation of the Civic Center, a $2 million job, and I'm looking forward to its completion next month so that I can retire again, get in my motor home, and way out there.
My name is Pauline Barr White, and I was born February 7, 1908, and I was born in San Diego, and right now my occupation is a housewife. I did teach a while, and then later on I went in as a specialist in reading, and then I worked into teaching hard of hearing children. Then I ended up being a home teacher, going to the homes of children who were sick, working just part-time because by then I had 3 children of my own. One of the things I remember about San Diego State at the old campus was our rowing. And once a week, I think it was once a week, we'd go out in these barges, and Miss Moran was our instructor. She was very, very particular about our costume. Black stockings with seams in the back, which had to be absolutely straight up and down, and baggy black bloomers with midi blouses. The bloomers were always catching in our sliding seats. Consequently, our oar would tip and we'd catch a crab, which is a very bad thing to have happen. When she'd come by in her little motorboat, which was a putt-putt, we had to come to attention and put our oars straight up and down as she inspected us. I think that's about it. One of the most exciting things about the rowing was going by the Navy boats anchored out in the harbor, and they would wave at us and holler, and that made it quite exciting.
My name is Chris Maharis. I was born here in San Diego in the late 10s and attended schools in San Diego throughout my life. From San Diego High School in 1932, I graduated and attended San Diego State College when the college was 1 year of age. At that time, there was lots of hammering and building, and I can see that it has never stopped. While in college, I attended various classes dealing with physical education, biology, and social studies. I participated on the basketball teams, on the track, cross-country teams, and finally joined a fraternity called Delta Pi Beta. I also belong to the Honor Society that dealt with the biological sciences under the leadership of Dr. Harwood and Dr. Crouch. On graduating from San Diego State, I became a teacher at Wilson Junior High School in San Diego, where I taught for 40 years. Since high school and college days, I have watched the city of San Diego grow to tremendous lengths. State College in particular has grown very hard to recognize areas which I frequented in the early days. Athletes in those days were tremendous. They are also tremendous at the present time. I attend a number of State College athletic functions and appreciate the great strides they have made.
This is Virgil Cash speaking. I was born in 1903 in Kansas City, attended high school there, and then came to San Diego State College in 1923. In 1923 to 27. I later became an architect and practiced in San Diego here for a number of years. It is quite a change to come out here and see the college as it is today. The year I entered, we had a student body of around 400 or 500. And I left in 1927, it had grown a tremendous growth up to about 700. Now I come out here to this reunion, and it boggles my mind to see the number of people that have gone through the college and have had a hand in helping the school grow today to what it is. We never thought in our young days of the college that it would ever be an institution like it is today. It does give my heart quite a bit of consolation to know that I did have at least a small part in helping the school become what it has become today. One thing that I have noticed today, which does give me great pleasure, I have not missed a football game in a number of years. And when I compare what our athletic program and the football games were in the early days with what they are now, it is really a marvelous thing to think how far the school has come in its athletic programs. It never occurred to me that we'd ever be up in the big time. But believe me, from what I've seen the last few years, we are in the big time, and we're in there to show them what San Diego State University is. I think with this little reminiscence, I'll call it a day and turn it over to somebody else that has been along with me in those formative years. Thank you.
is Corinne Hancock speaking. Born on May 31st, 1906 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. My occupation was teaching school. I finished the training in a teacher's college in 25. Finally got the MA in 63. My main campus experience was going with John Hancock that I married in 26, who was an athlete in the campus. Everybody knows John. I taught in La Mesa and taught in San Diego, La Mesa last. I have one son, John Hancock Jr., and he is on estimating committee at astronautics. And I am now a widow. John died in 1974. I am living at in a condominium now and have sold a large house. And I have two new knees, which I'm very proud of. One was put in 77 and one in 78. I have in good health and have enjoyed all my years of teaching and all my friends in San Diego. I came here in 14 and I'm still here.
Is Hazel Minor Peet, P-E-E-T. My birth date is September the 14th, 1906. My birthplace was North Grove, Indiana. I was 34 years in the San Diego gas. Go to work for my first job. I didn't have any campus experiences. Avenue, and I retired with my husband 10 years ago, and we've had a beautiful retirement of 10 years. We have traveled all over the world, and my son, Dale Baker, graduated here in 1958, and he has had a most successful lifetime and himself. I did not graduate because I have a twin sister, and I was a job. The whole time I was
San Diego State University Archives, Oral History Project, 80th Annual Homecoming, 4 November, 1978.
My name, before I was married and when I went to San Diego State College, was Marcia Helen Genet, G-E-N-E-T. I am now married. And my name is Mrs. John F. Menville. My birth date was January 9th, 1914, in, well, near El Centro in Imperial Valley, in Imperial County. Occupation, I taught school from 1934 for about 7 years, 1 year in La Jolla and the rest of the years in Imperial Valley, in a rural school, where I married my farmer husband. Occupation, well, the graduation class, I graduated in June 1934, and comments about campus experience, I went one semester to the old campus and then moved out here to the new campus in February 1931 when there was just adobe mud around when it rained. We parked on dirt parking lots and tramped through the mud when it rained. There were no sidewalks. There were no lawns. There was the library, and about two main buildings of classrooms, and probably the training school was built then. And those were the main buildings. The bookstore was just a kind of a little shack place that they used for a bookstore before they built a permanent one. And we would, if we bought our lunches, we would get them from a little shack. And they were box lunches, which we could buy for, I don't know how much they were then, but they were still building all around the campus at that time. I joined the Treble Clef Girls Glee Club and was in that for 2 years. The instructor was L. Deborah Smith, who was a wonderful instructor, a wonderful person to work with. We were the Girls Glee Club and the Treble Clef were like almost like a sorority, because we enjoyed singing together and working together. And we also sang with the Men's Glee Club and worked with the orchestra and putting on operettas once a year in the spring. And then we also sang many, many times around San Diego and on the campus. I also belonged to the Epsilon Pi Theta sorority, which started, I was a charter member of that sorority, which started in about 1931 or 32 on campus, and it went national after I left the campus. I enjoyed all the time that I was here. I came here during the Depression days, and we carpooled. I lived in San Diego. There weren't very many students who came from out of town, except some of them came from Imperial Valley and roomed around the town, but there were no facilities around the campus to live. As a matter of fact, there were very few houses around the campus at that time, and the campus didn't even save enough property to build a big campus, because they didn't intend to grow as they have grown now. We would carpool because the students then didn't have cars like they do now, so four or five of us would ride together out from town out to the campus. And so we would have to come early in the morning and stay and study in the library sometimes until everybody got through with all their classes, and then they would go back home together. I graduated from the, I guess, which is called the Girls' Gym now. It was built probably the year 1933 or 34, and we may have been the first class to graduate from that gymnasium. And then I went to Imperial Valley to teach school. And this is the first reunion I have been back to, and I was very happy to come back to the 80th anniversary celebration reunion of the college and of the university. Thank you very much.
How do we turn it off?
I am Ray Janay. I went to San Diego State 1925 through 1927. I did not graduate. I dropped out after the 2 years, which I've regretted all my life. My fondest memories in San Diego State was the track team and Coach Peterson. I never forget when I first signed in to gym. He took my little card that I'd made out, and he says, "Aren't you the fella that won the cross country out at Grossmont?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Well, aren't you going off for track?" I said, "No, I came here. I didn't come here for sports. I came here to study." He said, "Oh, I think you'll change your mind." I took my card and tore it up and says, "Put down track on there," on the new one he gave me. And I did, and it turned out that that year I set a new mile record, which was, I think I was the most surprised person in school when I did it. Another thing that was on extracurricular activity that I enjoyed very much was the Eta Omega Delta fraternity, the old HOD club. And, of course, it was because it was an athletic fraternity, why I was pledged to it. And we had some great times together. Sorry to know that so many of them that were in that club have passed away. I was looking forward to seeing several of them who have already passed away. But it was a pleasure to be here at this reunion. I'm glad. I want to thank those that put out the effort to make it a reality, and it's been a pleasure to me to be here, and we just want to thank everybody that's had a part in it.
Okay, thank you.